get it started in here.
Who will be on the show today? What will the guests and callers say? John and Drew are on from 6 to 9. When will they finish Sam's top 5? How was John's incoming drive? Trump's been tweeting, settle in for the ride. This is what you'll find me listening to on my drive. Just as Andrew are on from 6 to 9. This is what you'll find me listening to on my drive. Justice and Drew are on. Justice and Drew are on from 6 to 9.
Then I look at you, and the world's alright with me.
Can you dig it?
Just one look at you.
Can you dig it?
And I know it's gonna be.
Can you dig it?
Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130 and 103.5 FM. Good morning. It is Thursday, January 14th, 2021. I am Drew. That man over there is John Justice.
I still have people sending me through Facebook and Twitter. This happened yesterday. It cracked me up. Somebody sent me the screenshot of somebody talking about how Nancy Pelosi's laptop was stolen out of the Capitol and she was arrested at the border. And yet, subsequently on my screen was a live shot of Nancy Pelosi in Congress impeaching President Donald Trump.
Right. Right.
Body double. Can't be real.
So what border was she arrested at?
I Taco Bell. I don't know.
She made a run for the border.
I just wanted a chalupa. That's all.
Yeah, I'm still getting that screenshot sent to me too, and
halfway there.
I mean,
people living on a
just
prayer.
Want to cling to something. Man.
I know, man.
Just want to cling to something.
Go find Jesus.
Maybe he was arrested at the border.
That's what I do. Just
cling to Jesus. We're
just, yeah, man. Just go. Y'all need some Jesus up in here.
Jesse Kelly going to be joining us on the show today. Always a lot of fun chatting with him. Katie Pavlich from Fox News will be on. Normally, she's our 8:35 guest on Thursdays, but she'll be on a little earlier this morning, 7:55. We're expecting her to call in.
So, might be my favorite story of the morning. Business Insider. Stefan Thomas is, this is what makes me laugh so much, German-born programmer in San Francisco.
Okay.
He has told the New York Times this week that he has forgotten his password to his iron key, a secure hard drive, with the keys to his wallet with 7,002 bitcoins or $220 million worth. He has two chances left to correctly guess. Iron Key gives users 10 guesses to get their password right before encrypting the hard drive contents.
Oh my god.
He's down to his last two tries.
Oh no.
That's hysterical.
That would be very stressful.
Can you even imagine?
That's a high stress situation.
I've been there.
Well, not with $220 million worth of Bitcoin.
No, not with that. No, no.
I mean, I've been there with, like, you know, trying to get to my email.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get into one of the OnlyFans accounts. That's the only thing. You have one chance left. No! Gah! Just kidding. I don't have one. I would just lay in bed and think about it, Thomas told the Times.
Are we still talking about OnlyFans?
No, I was just back to the German guy.
Okay.
Then I would go to the computer with some new strategy and it wouldn't work and I would be desperate again.
How do you not write that password down?
Apparently, you're not supposed to write any passwords down.
Well, okay, but in this situation, how do you not ensure somehow that you remember this password?
According to a study, because the Times did some more research on this, about 20% of existing bitcoins appear to be lost in otherwise stranded wallets. for the same reason. People forgot their passwords.
Can I get one of them? I'll just take just one of the wallet. I don't have a Bitcoin. I'd like a Bitcoin or a part of a Bitcoin. I don't even know how Bitcoin works.
I have no idea.
You have Robinhood. Like, you can invest in it.
Yeah, but that's different, though.
Yeah.
Maybe
Bitcoin.
It isn't. I don't know. Maybe that is how to, I don't know. I literally know so little about crypto and Bitcoin. I've tried to study it. I've tried to learn about it. Maybe I'm just getting too old. I don't know. I don't feel like technology is passing me by yet.
Which quiz would you be more likely to pass? The quiz on Bitcoin or the quiz on QAnon?
Ooh.
I'd fail both, by the way.
Probably QAnon, just because that's come up on the show more often.
Yeah.
Is it a multiple choice quiz?
I'm talking Scantron.
That was really just an overly clever, unnecessary way to say, which do you have more information little of?
I mean, but if it's a multi-choice quiz about either Bitcoin or QAnon, I feel like I could guess the QAnon stuff.
There's a poker podcast that I really enjoy, and they, you know, they break down poker hands and they analyze them and things like that. But they're always sponsored by the same poker site, and it's this poker site that only uses Bitcoin.
Okay,
which is apparently is a huge advantage, because one of the issues with online poker is getting your money out, because it's illegal in so many places. So a lot of times players find they have a hard time doing the withdrawal. But with the Bitcoin exchange, you know, it's not illegal, because you're not using quote unquote currency.
Right.
And it's, you know, instantaneous. You want your Bitcoin out, you want to put Bitcoin in, it happens like that. So I've tried to play on this site, and I'm like, I just need like a mill of Bitcoin. I'm just a tiny little bit to get started in there, and I can't figure it out.
I don't know how it works. I'll just buy one.
Whatever.
I barely know how our standard monetary system works. I mean, I can't know Bitcoin. What happened to, like, there was another one, too. There was, like, Doggy or Dogecoin. You remember Dogecoin? But they used
it. I think that's still a thing.
Is it still a thing?
I
don't know. There's a lot of cryptos out there.
There's
a lot of different kind of cryptocurrency.
My knowledge of Dogecoin was resigned to, like, the one NASCAR driver that had it as a sponsor.
Yeah,
that was it. It's like, oh, that guy's sponsored by Dogecoin, and he sucks.
All right, 651-989-5855 if you want to donate Bitcoin to me. Otherwise, we'll get.
But actually, Drew, educate Drew on the Twitters.
Yes, educate me by donating.
There you go.
And otherwise, we'll get right into Sam's top five coming up.
Twin Cities.
Drew, Sam 2, top 5 coming up here on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130, 103.5 FM, and on the iHeartRadio app. Before we get into Sam's top 5, Sam just shared a piece of information before we came back on air. What did you just find out?
So Demi Lovato will be performing as part of Biden's inauguration celebration.
What inauguration? Yeah. I mean, are they going out? Are they going to go outside? I thought he was just going to go for a stroll.
It was a short walk.
A short walk.
Yeah, he turned the grand inauguration parade into
a short walk.
A short walk to the Capitol.
They're doing like one of those COVID specials, like a TV.
Oh my God!
Special.
I hate those.
Thing basically.
Oh no, no.
Where they have several different performers and whatever, and videos all compiled together.
Oh, let them. Oh, please let them.
That's Jimmy Biden's celebration.
Please go ahead.
That may be the thing that I'm least looking forward to about the Biden administration is all the fawning from, you know, B-list celebrities and pop stars, and they just pretend he's flawless. That drives me insane. How these people just pretend we admit Trump's flaws all the time.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You know, I have no problem admitting that. No problem talking about his flaws, his character flaws, his personal flaws, things I don't particularly like about him when he does something. But these people on the left, they act like Biden's a freaking saint.
See, I go the other way. I don't think they don't admit anything about him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, they don't. Yeah,
going the same way.
Yeah. I mean, but I'm like going even further, being like, They're not even pointing out anything that could be considered a praise, or they're not doing anything. They're not talking about him at all.
He's decent, John. He's a decent man.
He's just a...
He's a decent man.
He's alive.
He's got a heartbeat, I think.
I mean...
to the best of our knowledge.
He's alive. That's all. I are they even going to go outside and do the whole rigmarole?
A short walk. So
I just a short walk, and then the hand on whatever they're going to use. Embark.
Where's the?
Put your hand on embark.
And take the pledge.
Where are they even going to walk to and from? Like, is he just going to walk across the lawn of the White House? What does he do? What do you do?
I don't care.
I don't care because I'm not going to watch.
No,
and that's my advice to anybody listening.
Don't watch and don't go.
Don't watch. Don't go. Just ignore. It.
Stay home.
Just ignore it. Don't buy into and don't fall for all this crap that they're that they're laying out for you. Don't buy into it. Don't go to any of these protests. Just stay home.
It's a trap.
Yeah. it's a trap.
This article about Demi Lovato performing as part of this whatever compilation video or whatever it is, says, since we finally have Democrats back in the White House, that means we also have great performance on the docket for the event. Because who in their right mind wanted to perform for Trump aside from Kid Rock and Ted Nugent?
What do you got against Kid Rock and Ted Nugent?
Yeah, what the heck?
Fine.
Yeah.
No, apparently Demi Lovato and Justin Timberlake are just in a league of their own.
I would subject myself to a lifetime of nothing but Kid Rock on repeat over listening to Demi Lovato music.
I mean, she's
actually a good singer. I just think that this is ridiculous.
She's the heroin fiend, right?
Yes, she has struggled with drugs.
Right, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, she has struggled with drugs and been in and out of rehab.
She's a mess. Demi Lovato is not the example that anybody should be living up to. I mean, maybe because she's recovered for now, but I just...
She really does seem desperate for attention.
Though. Yeah, it's seriously. Like
constantly trying to put out a song about whatever's going on in the news.
She's sobered up. She needs a high somehow.
Oh, my God. She's made a comeback like 10 times. But if you need to come back that many times, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I didn't know she had a spot to come back to.
That's a great point. Like, the only relevancy she has in my world is she did a song with Fall Out Boy that I minorly enjoyed. That was it.
Star, right?
What's that?
She was a Disney star or a Nickelodeon star.
She was Disney.
And a heroin addict.
She liked heroin.
For the record, like, I do like her voice. I do like most of the music that she's put out.
The mouse is hard to work for. You know, it's stressful working for the mouse. You know, I'm just saying.
A lot of the kids that come out of Disney usually have problems.
You know, you need an outlet. It's tough.
Don't misunderstand. Tough I know it's awful and addiction's bad and if she's sober, that's great, but whatever. She's Demi Lovato. She's a loser. Sorry. They're all losers. That's why they have to do all of this. That's why they have to push all this stuff. When they don't have sound policy and ideologies, right? You just have to rip down your enemy and just reduce them to dust.
You're left with nothing but demonizing.
That's all you got. Their policies suck.
They certainly don't act like people who are like confident that the American people sent them this great mandate to govern. I mean, they're not acting like people that are confident in their position or confident in their win when some of the first things they're planning on doing is there's bills already to abolish the Electoral College. They want to purge Republican congressmen. I mean, they're not really acting like they're just above board and the American people sent us here to enact this wonderful agenda. Nobody even knows what their agenda is.
If Trump is so bad, if people are so dangerous on Parler and you guys have all the confidence in the world because you grabbed all the power, what do you care? What does it matter to you? Mm-hmm. Everything that Drew just said, and we'll get to Sam's Top 5 coming up next on Justice and Drew. Wonder how many bitcoins our show is worth.
That's a good question.
A million.
Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130, 103.5 FM, Justice and Drew.
That's a Biden's inauguration.
That's a preview.
It's a preview. It's a short, slow walk.
Let's get it on. Let's get it over with.
Let's jump into Sam's Top 5 for a Thursday.
Number 1.
Speaking of which,
Twin Cities public safety officials are amping up patrols during inauguration week. From Fox 9.
Stay home, everybody.
As more safety plans
stay
are shared.
Stay home.
Stay home. Stay safe. Home.
Don't buy into any of this crap.
As more safety plans are shared, Minnesotans are getting a better idea of what to expect around the Minnesota Capitol in the days leading up to the inauguration. On Wednesday, Governor Tim Walz issued an executive order activating the Minnesota National Guard to help with the state and local law enforcement while they work to protect the state capitol. We talked about it on the show. Public safety officials in Minneapolis and St. Paul are increasing these patrols, of course, following the riots at the U.S. Capitol. It follows reports of warnings from the FBI of armed protests that may be planned for all 50 state capitals ahead of Inauguration Day.
Tim Jong Walz, Palpatine, he is obsessed.
Obsessed.
With making himself look important. Mm-hmm. He loves it. He revels in making himself look just as important as possible. It's gross. It really is gross, in my opinion.
Number two.
Trump released a video via the White House Twitter account and social media accounts from Fox News. President Trump released a video yesterday denouncing last week's riots at the U.S. Capitol and declaring that no true supporter of his could support violence.
I want to be very clear. I unequivocally condemn the violence that we saw last week. Violence and vandalism have absolutely no place in our country and no place in our movement. Making America great again has always been about defending the rule of law, supporting the men and women of law enforcement, and upholding our nation's most sacred traditions and values. Mob violence goes against everything I believe in and everything our movement stands for.
Be sure would be nice to hear a Democrat say something like that.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Because they never do.
No.
Ted Wheeler out in Portland, just use him as one of many, many, many examples.
Sure.
But Ted Wheeler out of Portland, which has got to be, you know, one of the worst run cities in the country. That city has been essentially under siege since the summer. You know, bookstores getting firebombed because these Antifa idiots don't like the books that are being sold in there. Andy Ngo, the reporter who covers a lot of Antifa protests, wrote a book, and one bookstore in Portland dared to sell it. And it got firebombed. So he was asked by a local reporter. It was a great question. He was asked by a local reporter, you know, do you think that the tolerance towards unrest and violence that we've seen here in Portland may have played some role in what happened at the Capitol, as in, you know, this type of behavior has been somewhat normalized because people have seen it here in Portland now for months and months and months in other areas. And he got so mad. He got, how dare, are you saying this is my fault? Well, I mean, a little.
Yeah.
I
mean,
yeah. That, yeah.
Have just some responsibility.
Take some responsibility. Yeah. Exactly. These are left-wing mob rioters. Own that. Understand that. You protested with them early on. You refused to allow any sort of federal help to come in because it might be tainted by the word Trump attached to it since it came from the feds. So I would love to see some Democratic leader take maybe an ounce of responsibility for the tolerance that they've had for political violence now for years. And at least acknowledge that that has contributed to where we are now, but it'll never happen.
And I want to add something really quick to this message the president did, and it'll be interesting down the line to take a look at this. But you know, we all know how the left gaslit the country into Trump being something that he's not. But there is something to be said about the impact that the media had, not in the ways that we have talked about so often on the show, but in the simple things like just granting the respect of the office to President Donald Trump, because they never did. And when it came in any other presidency, even Republicans, like when it came to public statements, and I don't know how much of this is actually on Trump, this is what I'd be curious to see, but you would always see all major networks stop down for certain announcements. You would always see this, and even with Republican presidents, you would see this respect just to the office itself. And they never, and I know the argument they gave was that Trump never respected the presidency, but they never even gave him a chance to even prove himself. And for the real casual political observer, which is the vast majority of people in America, like from the start, he was never treated like a legitimate president. And that's really the point that I wanted to make. He never was treated We have a story later on about Nancy Pelosi and an old tweet of hers coming out in the wake of Trump beating Hillary Clinton, and how she straight up said that the election was stolen. She said exactly the same thing. Yeah, and so I'm just like, with this message, it was just really sad. I put it up on our page at TwinCitiesNewsTalk.com. You can watch it in its entirety. But this is something that, regardless of what happened, should have been played on all the major networks.
And it wasn't.
It should have stopped down and they should have showed all this. And now he has to resign himself. I'm surprised they even found it on Twitter, to be honest with you.
Number 3.
McConnell will not call for an emergency Senate session on impeachment, despite pulling away from Trump recently. From the Associated Press, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said yesterday that he rejected a Democratic attempt to swiftly call the Senate into emergency session, all but assuring that those proceedings won't occur until after Trump leaves office. This decision comes even as a GOP strategist said that the Kentucky Republican has told people he thinks Trump perpetrated impeachable offenses, apparently. McConnell also sees House Democrats.
Then play us the video.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah,
of
man.
The impeachable
Ask
offense.
Ask McConnell directly.
Yeah, play us the video. I mean, what did he say that was the impeachable offense?
Just it's just
specifically.
Like, it's like rumors that someone heard someone else maybe say that might be close to him, maybe. Basically, McConnell also sees House Democrats' drive to impeach Trump as an opportune moment to distance the GOP from the tumultuous outgoing president, according to this random strategist that is quoted here, who, of course, spoke on the condition of anonymity.
Of course he did.
Yeah.
Well, and to those 10 Republicans in the House that voted for impeachment yesterday, look, they're obviously entitled to their opinion. Okay. That doesn't need to be said, but I said it anyways. That being said, what a bunch of cowards. Just a bunch of what a bunch of cowards going along with the Democrats' sham on this whole thing. I think, you know, I really think a lot of it comes down to just fear. Well, I'll go along with them. I hope, you know, hope everybody still likes me. But to have those ten you know GOP members of the House go and go along with it was just a joke.
Number 4.
The Twitter competitor, Gab, backed up Trump's entire Twitter account and recreated it on their platform.
Yeah, thanks to that, I can't get my account done because it keeps crashing. It keeps timing out. I was trying to make an account yesterday because it actually looks, I was looking at the, I don't know if you looked at it yet, but the layout's pretty decent.
Yeah, I kind of like it.
Looks better than Parler, to
I
be
like
honest
it,
with
I
you.
I like it better than Parler.
Yeah, but yeah. I couldn't get an account. I couldn't get an account done.
Yeah, I've got crashing. I haven't done anything with it yet, but I went ahead and signed up.
From PJ Media, Andrew Torba, the CEO of Gab, a free speech alternative to Twitter.
For now.
For now. And until
they shut it down.
He backed up President Trump's entire account before it was deleted and did recreate it on Gab. Gab, like these two are saying, is currently experiencing bandwidth issues over a surge in new users and attacks from liberal groups. If Trump is looking to find a new social media platform, though...
I know we have a lot of people on the left that listen. I mean, just why? When was the last time, like, conservative groups went and tried to shut down a liberal website?
I know.
Like, you can't even... Like, are you that insecure in your position in the world that you can't even let conservatives have a place where they can go and just talk and post and be left alone?
No, you got to be crushed, man.
I mean, Parler wasn't up for you know, when we started advertising that we were on Parler a few weeks ago, right? Last month or whatever, and we started promoting, hey, you can use the hashtag TCNT on Parler as well. It wasn't a day before a handful of our favorite little liberal Twitter trolls went over there and made an account. I'm going to troll them here too. Like, is there no what is going on in your life?
Yeah,
that you have this much time and energy, and you apparently enjoy just infiltrating every right wing thing you can find. Just to go, hey, I just want to let you know I hate you here too. I didn't want you to think I didn't hate you. I had to show up and let you know. What is wrong with these people?
I would love to know. They're all so cowardly, and they hide behind all their. Like, I would love to know who they were. I would love for them to call into the show.
John, but John, you're only saying that because you want to threaten them.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah, okay, yeah. Because I'm such a threat.
Yeah, big mean John over here.
Yeah. My gosh, man. Give me a break. Yeah, seriously. Give me a break already.
It's incredible to me.
Just Scary John.
Like, yeah.
The people that hate us listen so closely to this show, closer than I think any of the three of us.
Yeah. The most dangerous weapon I have in my house is a lightsaber. I mean, come on, you know? Is this going to scare you away? It just makes me laugh, you know? Those individuals, and they'll come with every excuse, but they're just... Why should I take anything that you say with any level of seriousness when you won't even, you know, you won't even show yourself who you are? Like, if you really believe what it is you say, then what are you hiding? There's plenty of people that are online that have their names out there and their faces out there. What are you hiding from? Mm-hmm. No, I think you're really ashamed of who you actually are. I don't know how they look in the mirror.
Yeah,
I don't. Unless they just wear their own little, you know, their little masks with their profile picture.
And I would take it even further.
If you're that confident in where you stand, where you're, why do you care if a bunch of people who you think are so wrong about everything? Why do you care if they go and set up a website where they can just talk to each other?
Right.
Why do you feel the need?
Why do you give a rip?
I got to go over there and sign up an account and make sure that they're not saying anything I don't like.
maybe they just want to be our friends. You just want to be our friends?
Yeah,
is that what it is?
Should be like designated day where let's all be nice to each other.
Yeah, it's just when you want to be. Do you like us?
Talk about like D&D or something.
I know. I've never seen a group of people that spend so much time with people they hate. Like, I don't get that.
the only people who hate themselves can focus so much on people that they hate.
I don't spend any liberals that I don't agree with.
I don't,
apart
yeah,
from watching just, like stuff on, you know, the no. you know the networks.
Once I've decided I hate something, I stop watching and listening to it.
Yeah,
that's what I do. That's me. I mean, obviously your mileage may vary.
I didn't spend any time listening to Mueller. She wrote the podcast. I mean, why?
I tried Pod Save America once.
It is a mystery to me.
That was enough.
Why you listened to the show?
I can't wait for all of their stream of but actually tweets.
Get that drop.
All right, let's take a quick break. We've got one more item to get to in Sam's Top 5. We'll do that next.